Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Oh, man, them damn charges, I tell you, man. Ugh. Dirty birds, boy, them dirty birds, man.
I don't know if I'm right.
Broncos.
Some damn animal.
One of them animals, eh?
Yeah.
Von Miller, I say, they couldn't contain Von Miller.
He was just a madman. It was unstoppable.
Von Miller.
Guy's a beast.
I don't know what happened.
Well, how about this? You're on your first in goal, and you have a running back that's already got 100 yards in the game, and you don't hand him off the ball one time.
That's offensive coordinator brain fart right there.
I think
they didn't want to win the game, man. I mean, they had a shot.
Had several.
It wasn't a blowout.
No. You know, kicker missed two goals. They're just horrible play calling. It was just an absolute nightmare.
Well, that let you know. That's the same thing as Cameron Newton. I'm a big Cameron Newton fan, but mm-hmm. I don't like him. I don't like him crying like a sore loser, like he crying now.
Yeah.
It proved to you that, you know, even though they Super Bowl champions, they garbage this year. They kind of garbage, but Cameron Newton them even more garbage. I mean, they just garbage teams. But it happens. It happened before. They ain't the first team to be garbage after a Super Bowl run.
Yeah.
He crying like a baby, telling me he don't feel safe. He getting hit harder. I said, you run past that line of scrimmage as a quarterback. Now you an eligible player. You finna get hit.
Exactly. Yeah.
They've been trying to tell him to slide. They've been trying to teach him to slide. Say, man, you need to slide more, man. I don't care if you hit 260-pound. Or quarterback, big man, Superman, but even Donovan McNabb and Steve McNabb was another big quarterback.
Yep.
He slid. You know, before he got himself killed by a girlfriend, but he slid. Big man like him slid. You know, Donovan McNabb slid. Even my boy Dak Prescott slid beautifully last night at the goal line. Mm-hmm. He didn't try to run it in. He was close to the goal line, but he just slid right there.
Yeah, you know what I think has happened also is just he's been, you know, I know that his part of his game is bread and butter is the running attack, and that's kind of what makes him, you know, effective quarterback. But he's slowing down a little bit, you know.
He feels like he's the only one in the whole league brandishing the Superman logo. I mean, he was Superman. He was acting like, I mean, he had it down pat, man. Could nobody stop this boy?
Right.
All of a sudden, man, you going down because you got rookies out here now. They slamming. These rookies are jumping.
Yep.
They slamming, man. I say, every dog got his day, man. Just recuperate, regroup. You got them head concussions. Them concussions could be slowing them down.
True. I mean, he might be thinking about his future outside of football as well, you know?
Yeah. He's talking about he's not having fun with the game anymore. I say, man, now you crying like a sore loser, man.
Stay back in the pocket and throw the ball, man. Stop running.
Thank you. He's an excellent passer.
Yeah.
Foul ball, man. Sometimes his own players can't even catch the ball. He puts a foul on it.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, use running sometimes as a you know, last resort, man. Save your health.
Exactly.
Cameron still got good stock, man, but he just, I mean, then he said, my girl said she heard him say he ain't no baseball player. Why he want to slide? Why they teaching him to slide for he ain't no baseball player? Man, come on, man. Now you being an asshole.
Yeah.
Oh, I said, you know what sliding is. This ain't your first doggone road to go.
Well, it's meant to protect them as well, though, you know?
Exactly, man. You let your teammates, the ones that, them running backs and them full backs, take that punishment.
Yes, exactly. I agree, man. I agree. It's turned into a different game, it seems like.
You you the general. You the general of the damn team, the head of the table. You gotta save yourself.
Exactly.
See, that's his ego talking. That's all that is, man. He hate to be on the bottom nine.
Mm-hmm.
He just coming off of that win, that losing streak.
Well, I think also I was reading somewhere that he has never like been on a losing team or never been on like the losing side of things. Like even all the way through college and that run with Auburn and all that stuff. Like he's always won, and I don't think he's ever really gotten used to losing.
That run with before he went to Auburn, that run with that junior college down there in Mississippi somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
He led them to a championship, and then he got recruited to Auburn. And that's how he got recruited to Auburn that one year. Remember, he was a one-year sensation at Auburn.
Yes.
Heisman Trophy winner,
mm-hmm.
National championship, on top of beating Nick Saban single-handedly.
Beat
Nick Saban, man. Nick Saban? Who beat Nick Saban?
Not many people.
This man heading into a damn repeat for the second time in his Alabama coaching career.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's number one, undefeated now. And I looked at the rest of his schedule, Zach.
Yeah.
The man don't have no hard team. I think Mississippi State going to be probably his, and Auburn. Mississippi State and Auburn going to be their real test, and they might. I don't know
if that's much of a test, though, too.
I hear this man heading for another repeat, man.
I know, it's scary. It's almost like every year.
Nick Saban, man. Damn. Stop this man. Well, Michigan number two, they might have a shot at it.
Michigan's playing tough, too, this year. I mean, it'll be interesting to see who ends up in that top four.
Yeah, Ohio State got bumped, so Michigan slid on. Jim Harbaugh might give old Nick Saban a run for his money.
That'd be interesting to see.
Yeah, so they got the playoffs, so they might meet. You know, Michigan is my team anyway, so I've been wanting them in Alabama to meet.
That would be true. What's that?
Alabama, Michigan is 2-0 with Alabama.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
But not with Jim Harbaugh though. They was with I forgot who they was with.
Not Rocky Long. I know who you're talking about too. I can't think of it, but he was the guy before Harbaugh.
Yeah, they met Alabama in the Alamo Bowl and them small bowl games when neither one of them champion was winning championships. But they met in them small bowls in the postseason, and Michigan beat them twice, two years in a row.
And I want to say it was the ex-coach of the San Diego State Aztecs that became the coach of the Michigan during that time, but I can't think of his name.
I think I know who you're talking about.
I want to say it's not Rocky Long, or it's some weird first name though.
I was nudging my daughter to go to the school, and I told her, I said, you go to one of them old chump schools if you want to, you'd be on your own. She finally went. She's going to the University of Michigan, and I'm crying about it because it's hurting my pockets. But hey, I it's my own doing. So
that's a first rate education, though, too. You know.
Oh yeah, I told her. I said, hey, you guys to go where the alumni is strong.
Yes.
The alumni is powerful. They have an influence on that college.
The people that she's going to, the friends that she's going to make while going there and having those connections for future business reference as well, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you guaranteed a high-paying, nice career to folks. So, I said, go and go there. She wanted to go with her mom trying to go to Alabama State. I said, no, it ain't about the historical black colleges, all that hype. That don't get you no high-paying career.
Right.
I say, well, you got to go where them foreign folk go, India folks, and them, I hate to be racist calling the red dot folk, but.
No, where those are some of the smarter folks around, you know?
Well, I know. They got to go with them folks from India, Korea, China, with them. What they send their kids? I mean, you got to go there. So.
Yeah.
I told man, I said, no, you go to that doggone historical black college if you want to. You be on your own. I said, I still send you child support money, but I don't look for no support, no extra.
The out-of-state tuition's got to be a killer on the pocketbook as well.
Oh, boy. Talk about, man. Talk about, I have to send her like $1,200 every month.
Oh.
And then, that's still not enough. She had to get the other from financial aid or something. But
yeah.
Boy, I was paying for it. You know, until she got her financial aid straight, I'm still having to pay that back because those are just merely bank loans.
Yeah, I've been paying on student loans for like 15 years now. I don't think they're ever going to go away.
I still got an old student loan. I'm finna go and knock it out because I'm tired of seeing it on my credit.
Yeah.
It's a good credit, but I just want to go and wipe it out. I'm sick of it because that's way back in 1991 when I graduated.
Yeah, I'm like 1997, and so I'm still paying on that stuff. It's crazy. I don't understand it.
Yeah, man, because you never get the heart. You never get the career that you was, you know, dreaming of out of that stuff, man. It just ain't.
No.
Don't pay. So you have to go other direction.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got 2 degrees in business administration and accounting.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not the office type.
Yeah.
You could tell that because I told you all my paperwork is so far behind.
That's why you hire people to take care of that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. You can afford to pay them.
That's true. That's true. Did you, did you get back into town yet? Are you still out on the road?
I'm still in Illinois. They ain't ordered the damn part. This dealing with the transmission, not the differential gears and stuff. And it ain't going to get here till around about 12 noon.
Oh, so you're just stuck in, stuck till they repair the truck then, huh?
Yeah, I'm stuck right here in Illinois, not too far. I'm sitting between, it's called Litchfield, I'm sitting between St. Louis, more closer to St. Louis, than Chicago, Chi-Town.
Are you going to be able to...
Lloyd Carr, that was his name, Lloyd Carr. Lloyd Carr was the coach of the Michigan Wolverines.
That makes it, yeah, that rings a bell. You're right.
From 95 to 07, then I think you were looking for Brady Hoke and Rich Rodriguez.
You're right. Brady Hoke. That's who I was thinking of.
But I was looking at Lloyd Carr beat Alabama. He beat Alabama. I think he beat Alabama twice in those little small bowl, the Alamo Bowl, all them little small bowl games.
They
2-0 up on Alabama. But see, this is a new Alabama. This is an Alabama up under Nick Saban.
Yeah, I mean, they have the recruiting power that's just unbelievable. Who doesn't want to go play for Nick Saban or play for Alabama? You know, I can recruit anybody they want, pretty much.
Them kids running them Nick Saban, man. That's what they want to be with. Guaranteed NFL career.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's funny when you look at those, you look at the draft of the first couple, first couple rounds of it, and half of the people are from Ohio State and Alabama. That's pretty much all being drafted.
I know it, man. I know it, man. It's crazy, man. So who's going to stop them? I believe Jim Harbaugh. I see that's a new Michigan.
Yes.
Coach there. So I think Jim Harbaugh going to give old Nick a run for his money.
I'd like to see that. I would.
Yeah, if not win that thing, probably just gonna take it from it.
Hey, Wendy, when do you think you're gonna get back into town? Is it a couple more days and just kind of biding your time?
Well, me and the owner talked about it. He got his truck fixed. You know, both the trucks broke down up here.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, man. It's just double jeopardy, man. I'm like, what in the world is this black cloud, man? It's
just it just keeps following me.
Devil and Satan, satanic. I said, he got to go.
That's what I'm saying.
We just bought down the equipment, you know. Hey, equipment fell. And he got his sick, so he gone to the little car. We had both the same loads going the same place.
Right, right. What,
so we told him, we're going to go and go back to the house, man, and recuperate and regroup on this thing so I'll be able to get back home this week.
Okay. Did you talk with your buddy? I know that when we talked last week that your buddy was looking potentially to bring on a little bit of money for his business or get something repaired, or is he all set now?
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. That's the one I'm driving for.
Oh, okay, so he's all good?
You know, all I can do him is give him the information.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hey, man, I said, you can lead a horse to the water.
But you can't make him drink.
I tell him I'd go a step further. I tell him in the church, I even take a step further. I put the water in the joker's jaw, in the joker's mouth. Still got to drink it on his own. If I shove it down his throat, he won't choke.
True. True.
I said, man, you know, I just give him your number and your stuff, man. I think he afraid of them type of, he done got engaged in them $5,000, $100 a day loans and even got behind.
Oh.
He's scared of them now, so.
I understand.
I say, Zach, they get a better rate than that. I say, them loans, I say, even Zach criticized them type of loans, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Better rate, man.
And the thing is, yeah, there's no obligation either. So if we, you know, get him approved for something and say, you know, this is what we have for you, if he doesn't like the offer, you know, there's no obligation there, but it just gives him peace of mind as to, you know, what might be available.
Yeah, I work on it because, like I say, he doing this and that, but yeah, he do have somebody that regularly loans him money from his factoring company.
Oh, okay.
The guy that he gets money from the factoring company, he takes it easy on him. He don't put that ridiculous high stuff on him, you know.
Gotcha.
But he already owe it. No more right now. I said, well, you need to stretch your legs and stretch your boundaries and have other contacts too. When you owe, you know, if you can't get nothing from him, then you got somewhere else to go to.
Yeah.
One drinking trough.
Exactly. You got to have multiple sources of potential to obtain income. That way, you're not stressing out. If something were to happen, you can, just go wherever you need to go.
Yeah, keep your business going, man. I'm trying to get me another truck and a trailer. And I'm going to get on back out there. I talked to Landstar today this morning.
Mm-hmm. How'd that go?
Yeah, he said he's looking for me to come on. I just told him I want to just go through the preliminaries right now, just to get my personal information on through there and then, because I don't know what truck I'm going to get. I'm looking at a truck, but, you know, I can't put that for sure until we sign the paperwork on it.
Right, right.
I'm working on that right now.
Okay. Well, actually, hey man, I'm sorry. I got to get going here, but I want to see if we can talk again later in the week when you get back into town. Maybe Thursday or Friday, or is it gonna be a little longer than that?
Oh no, I should be back home by the weekend, man. You know that.
Okay.
I got to get back to the house anyway.
Do Cowboys have a? Is it a bye week this weekend coming up, or who are they playing?
They bye week, man. They straight through now. They barely squeaked past the Eagles last night. They barely got there in there. Man, overtime, bro. I was mad. I was sitting on the edge of my seat. I was mad at Dez Bryant. They were shutting him down. He couldn't get no passing, but he finally caught that touchdown pass last night. Then they let the boy carry him in the overtime, 23-23.
And, you know, I fell asleep right when it went into, I couldn't keep my eyes open any longer, and I fell asleep right at when it went into overtime. So I woke up this morning and saw that they had won, was shocked.
Yeah, they won the coin toss, evidently. And then they got the ball first. And Dak put that doggone scrimmage down the field. I mean, they were going, boy, Dak know how to, he know how to drive down the field quick.
So yeah.
Dak went down that field, man, so fast, man. And then next thing you know, boom, touchdown pass to Jason Witten. And, man.
You guys are having a miracle run this year, man. I got to tell you, it's I didn't expect a whole lot from to see that much from the Cowboys this year, but they're waking up a lot of people.
The battle of the rookies has been sealed.
Jack
attack zone. The battle of the rookies. They were dubbing the Eagles. The Eagles against the Cowboys. The Eagles got some rookies too. And hey, man, the battle of the rookies has been sealed. It had me going now. Carson Wentz, pretty dang going good quarterback, man. I ain't, man.
Yeah, he's gonna be a good one.
I thought he was garbage, but that man, that boy, you gotta you cannot lay down and go to sleep in front of that man.
No, absolutely not. It's kind of a
got receivers out there, man, with that Matthews, Sproles, man, that man got some heat. Who is that? Green Beckham?
Yeah, yeah.
That man got some receivers on that team.
Yeah, they're going to... Their defense is not too bad either.
No, defense is pretty good. So I look for the Eagles to be in the playoffs if they don't blow up. But my Cowboys going to have to keep rolling on. They're going to look at the mistakes they made last night. And they're going to capitalize on that stuff. I think they got the Vikings coming up. I think they got an easy one coming up next week, the Browns.
Yeah, that should be a walk in the park.
No, I can't go in the arena thinking that the Browns might be winless, but they can upset them jokers, and that'll be an embarrassment.
True. You can't take anybody lightly.
That would just be like the Vikings against. Who did that? The Eagles did that to them.
Yeah, embarrassed them.
Yeah, the Eagles gave them their first loss. They go in there thinking that but yeah, it should be a good win, but they got to go in there. I mean, they got to dog them. They got to dog them. They got to dog them. But Mr. Zach, you take care. May God bless the rest of your day. You know me and you, we'll sit up and talk to midnight. So.
Yeah. Hey, I always appreciate the call, my friend, and I hope that truck gets repaired sooner than later. And, give me a holler when you get back into town, and then, we'll set up a time to get everything wrapped up for you.
Yeah. How does that loan process go? Anyway, I mean, you know, the monthly payments, or this ain't no lease thing. It's a loan or whatever.
Exactly. Monthly payment, 2 to 5 years in length. Typically, no down payment required, just first month's payment. And then, it's kind of like your standard typical car loan, in essence.
Yeah. So no down payment, just your first month.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll work. That works for me, cause that in the situation on me, because I don't think I'm going to be able to stay up under him and his wife and survive like this. I'm going to have to get with a powerful truck and come to like land start.
And would they, when your truck were to break down, would they be paying for the repairs for that, even though it's your vehicle?
Landstar.
Yeah.
You know, they got networks, and you know I'm gonna use those networks. And most of your big companies, when they got an owner operator, because I'm gonna be leased up on, I'm going up under their authority.
Okay.
And, I'm not running up under my authority, so I'm gonna be up under theirs. So I know they got networks of mechanic shops and terminals. They got terminals. So I can either take my truck if I'm near a terminal, or they got some outside mechanics that they done worked up a relationship with. And then I just nicely ask them, could y'all just put me on a payment plan to keep me rolling?
There you go. That makes sense.
To repair, but, you know, this truck that I'm trying to get y'all to finance, it's got $16,000 worth of rebuild. The owner said he done went through it and threw up and down all around, you know, $16,000 worth. So I said, well, okay, come over there and check it out, and he said he got the paperwork on all the work, so.
Perfect.
Probably won't have no problem with that truck for a while. I'll be able to make money and pay my my monthly payment that y'all set up with me.
Well, shoot, I look forward to seeing what we can make available for you, my friend.
Okay, my friend, you take care of me. God bless the rest of your day, man. I'll let you know when I'm back at the house.
Yeah, we'll talk Thursday or Friday.
Okay, then. All right.
All right.
What charge you got this weekend?
I wasn't even ready to talk about football. I don't. I'm not sure. We have a bye week. Actually, we have a bye week. I think so. They need to figure their crap out and.
I got to regroup.
Yeah. I would be surprised if our coach is fired in the next week or so.
What? No.
Yeah.
Get on the hot seat.
Yeah, they've been talking about it all year, and this is, I don't know, the decisions that he made in the fourth quarter are just proof that he is not the right coach for this team.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
ain't no on the hot seat.
I wouldn't be surprised the next time we talk, the Chargers have a new coach.
Because one of our college coaches, Texas Longhorn, Charlie Strong, he on the hot seat.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people right now.
Yeah, he on the hot seat. And I like, well, y'all got the Tennessee Titans November the 6th.
Ugh, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, the Titans playing pretty hard.
Yeah.
So y'all do got a big old bye week. Y'all come back on the 6th of November with the Titans. I don't know the Titans' record yet.
I don't either, but
3-5, 3-5, and fourth in the AFC West.
That's it's brutal. I don't know. But
the Texans, the Bucks, the Panthers, the Raiders, the Browns.
We will see, but I gotta get going here. Action. All righty, man. We'll talk soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye.